From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is To Quoka Tessa, in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tessa was a small tortoise, her shell a warm mix of olive and cream, with quick eyes that watched everything. She had one lightning-fast habit. The moment anyone told her she'd done something wrong, she'd fire back, "But you do the same thing." It was like a mirror. Point out a mess Tessa made, and she'd instantly point at a mess you made last week, and the first problem would just hang there, unsolved, while everyone argued about the second. She wasn't a villain. She was a teacher, flashing that "you too" reflex right out in the open, so you could feel the sting that triggers it, and learn to fix the real problem instead of aiming the mirror. Tessa's reflex was born from a sting. Being told you're wrong hurts. A hot little flare of embarrassment. And young Tessa had discovered that the fastest way to make the hurt stop was to fling it right back. Oh yeah? Well, you did it too. For one sweet second, the spotlight swung off her and onto someone else, and the sting eased. But the eased feeling never lasted, because the actual problem was always still sitting there. Her spilled milk didn't unspill just because her brother had spilled his yesterday. Pointing back felt like winning, but nothing ever got cleaned up, fixed, or better. Tessa slowly realized her mirror only moved the blame around the room. It never solved a single thing. She decided to teach people to catch the reflex before it fired. Tessa came to Logic Quest last of all, the 12th and final fallacy archetype, and stood before Inspector Logos. What is tu quoque? It's dodging a criticism by saying the critic does the same thing, Tessa said. You too. And maybe they do, but that's beside the point. Whether I was wrong doesn't change just because someone else is wrong too. Her shell warmed a little. I do it because being criticized stings, and firing it back makes the sting stop for a second. The skill is noticing the blame bounce and going back to fix the first problem anyway. Inspector Logos nodded. Someone else's fault never cancels your own. Two messes are just two messes. Catching that is the job. She smiled. Appointed, you complete the cast. Tessa's lesson came at the school science fair, where she, Pip the squirrel, and Barnaby the badger were building a giant papier-mâché volcano. Tessa was mixing the paste. Tessa, Pip said, your paste is too watery. The paper's sliding right off. Tessa's shell went warm, and snap, the reflex fired. She spotted a fleck of red paint on Pip's paws. Well, you got paint on the floor yesterday. A big red smudge by the door. That was one tiny drop, and it's not about that. The volcano's going soggy. Barnaby, calm as ever, pointed at the sagging, melting paper. And Tessa, this was the whole lesson, caught herself mid-mirror and set the stick down. Okay, freeze. Look what I just did. Pip pointed at my watery paste, and I pointed at his old paint smudge. And meanwhile, the volcano's still melting. She looked around at the others. So here's how you catch it. First, feel the sting. That's the trigger. The U2 reflex fires right after it. Second, ask two questions. Has the first problem been fixed? And does it actually matter that the other person did it too? Third, almost always the answer is, no, it's not fixed, and no, it doesn't matter. The old mess doesn't fix the new mess. She grabbed the flower. The watery paste is still watery, even if Pip spilled paint. So, more flour, and fix the actual thing. She stirred. The paste thickened. The volcano held. Later, with the volcano standing tall, Tessa wiped paste off her shell and sat with her friends. That sting, she admitted. When someone tells you you're wrong, it's so easy to just point back and make it their problem instead. Yeah, said Pip. It's like saying, you're not perfect either. Right. But feel what actually happened today, when I stopped pointing back and just fixed the paste. Tessa's quick eyes went soft. The sting faded on its own, and there was this good feeling, better than the quick relief of blaming back. The real thing was handled, the volcano stood up. That settled, problem-actually-solved feeling, that's the one worth chasing, not the flinch that flings the blame away. She looked around at everyone. And that's all 12 of us now. Hannibal, Stella, Sam, Auntie, Reggie, Cece, Fia, Bran, Cyril, Wanda, Eva, and me. We're not bad guys. We're lessons. The common mistakes everyone's mind makes. Meet us all once and you'll recognize us anywhere. In other people's arguments, and if you're honest, in your own. Noticing the pattern is the skill. That calm, cleared up, real problem solved feeling is the reward.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tequoque Tessa. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.